We'll carry on with the ordinary council meeting now. Acknowledgement of country. Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land at which the meeting is held and pays its respect to the elders, both past and present, and extends that respect to the other Aboriginal people who are present. Will you please turn off all mobile telephones, please?
And also, councillors and public, just a reminder that these proceedings are recorded and will be placed onto the web after the meeting. Please be careful with comments.
I'll call for apologies or leave of absence.
Apology from Councillor Nutsi, Mr. Mayor.
Mover. Councillor Doolan, Councillor Hill. I'll put the motion, those agreeable. Councillor Cable, you're carried unanimous. We're going to call on the auditors, Caffey and Tiffany.
So I just do the minutes first.
The confirmation of minutes of October meeting, the 17th of October. Mover. Councillor Cable. Councillor Hill. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried. Disclosure of interest, pecuniary interest or non-pecuniary interest? Anything? You want Fred?
Yep. I've got a... a pecuniary interest issue. My wife is seeking membership of the Canterbury Beautification Committee. There was an email sent to all councillors that I referring to this, and there's an intention that when it comes to voting, I will leave the room.
Councillor Clancy, I understand this in relation to item number 20, which is the selection of delegates for the Coonabarra Town Beautification Committee, is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
And I understand that you're, while you're leaving the room, you're declaring a non-pecuniary, less than significant interest.
Thank you.
Is right to go in order now.
Just a motion to note that, Mr.
Anybody move a motion to accept Fred's? Everybody in favour? Carried. Well, we're going to change the meeting now so we can have the auditor's report up front, and I'll call on Caffey and Tiffany to come and report, please.
Just while they're coming up, Mr. Mayor, if we could just have a resolution of council to bring item 16 on the agenda forward.
You got to move it.
Yeah.
Second. Everybody in favour? Put your hand up. Carried unanimous.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity today to present my report on the audit of Warrumbungle Shire Council for the year ended 30 June 2019. Before going into the specifics of my report, I would like to make some general observations on the audit process and our journey so far as auditor of the New South Wales local government sector. This year, the Audit Office of New South Wales conducted the audit of Warrumbungle Shire Council in partnership with our audit service provider, Prosperity. In the 2018 year, we went through an open tender, competitive tendering process for the majority of councils in the state to bring in new insights and experiences. We appreciate that local government is a unique sector. Whilst the Audit Office's oversight has led to greater consistency across councils' financial reporting, we also acknowledge that each council has its own characteristics based on size, geographical location, and services provided. These differences have influenced the financial profile and performance of the council. Early next year, we will be tabling our third sector report to Parliament on local government. This report will consolidate the audit results of 128 local councils, 10 county councils, and 13 joint organisations. We continue to identify insights around financial reporting, governance, and internal controls, IT controls, asset management, and financial performance and sustainability. We also tabled three performance audit reports in 2019 on development assessment, domestic waste management, and workforce reform in amalgamated councils. The Audit Office's annual work program was released in August 2019, including the scheduled performance audits for the following year. We will consult with councils such as yours and others on the choice for future performance audit topics. Any suggestions will be considered and can be made to me or via our website. Turning now to the financial audit results for Warrnambool Council, these details are included in the report on the conduct of the audit, which are attached to the financial statements. I am pleased to report that we issued an unqualified audit opinion for the council's financial statements, which means the statements presented a true and fair view of the council's financial operations and contain no material errors. My report notes that council achieved an operating surplus of just over $900,000 for the year. This was less than last year's result of $2.5 million. The drop in net operating result was mainly due to decreases in revenue in the area of user charges and fees from reduced RMS works and government grants and contributions relating to the Cabora Transition Fund and Bushfire and Emergency Services Fund, which were greater in 2018. Our report also noted two matters of interest which were addressed during the year. The first was in relation to the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Project. The council recorded an impairment of $3.5 million this year on capital works in progress, which are likely to be demolished. We noted that council had terminated its contract with the construction company Woolworths Constructions and engaged a quantity surveyor to inspect the construction site and provide estimates on the works carried out to date. The second matter was the prior period adjustment to the financial statements to recognise rural firefighting equipment and vehicles used by the Rural Fire Service as council assets. These assets amounted to an increase of $3.6 million to infrastructure, property, plant and equipment at 30 June 2018, or $3.7 million at 30 June 2019. There are six performance ratios included in my report which are audited within the council's general purpose financial statements. Warrnambool Shire Council met three of the six ratio benchmarks set by the Office of Local Government in 2019, while last year the council met four of those benchmarks. I will first outline the ratios that were not met. Firstly, the operating performance ratio for council this year was negative 16.38%, below the benchmark of 0%. This measures how well the council contained operating expenditure within operating revenue. The ratio decreased from 2018 in line with the reduced net operating result for the year. Secondly, council's own source operating revenue ratio of 47% is below the benchmark of 60% and has been fairly consistent over the past 3 years. This reflects that council has a greater reliance on grants and contributions funding as a source of revenue. Thirdly, the rates and annual charges outstanding percentage for council this year was 10.22%, while the benchmark for rural councils is less than 10%. The benchmark was met last year. The ratio decreased in 2019 due to challenges in recovering rates and annual charges from debtors affected by drought. On the positive side, The unrestricted current ratio of 4.37 times, or a multiple of 4.37, exceeded the benchmark of 1.5 times, which indicated that council has a sound liquidity position in order to meet creditors and other liabilities. The debt service cover ratio was 5.05 times, above the benchmark of 2 times. This ratio measures council's ability to cover borrowing costs. The cash expense cover ratio of 6.97 months exceeded the benchmark of 3 months. This indicates that council had the capacity to cover nearly 7 months worth of cash expenditure without additional cash inflows at 30 June 2019. In addition to the ratios, we noted that council spent more on asset renewals in 2019 than last year. That is $9.5 million compared to $7.3 million. In 2019, the asset renewals represented 78% of depreciation expense, which was $12.2 million. In closing, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the council staff, especially the finance team, for their cooperation and assistance during the audit. Once again, thank you, Mr. Mayor and councillors, for inviting me to present the audit results of financial for Warrumbungle Shire Council. I'm happy to take any questions.
Any questions to Cavie?
Just a statement. I really hate one of those ratios. If you're good at getting grants, you're penalised for it.
The noted, councillor.
And she's quotes me.
Yeah, I do know those ratios are set by the Office of Local Government.
I know that. It's just a stupid one.
Any more questions to Cavie?
Is there anything that you, when you were looking through, you thought we should be on the lookout for going forward to turn things around, or change something? If there's anything on the horizon that we're going to look at now?
Councillor, in terms of the financial statements, the results for 2019 showed that council had an operating result that was positive, although it was lower than the previous year. There is still a healthy cash position. And obviously there are some ratios which were not met, which could be an area of focus for going forward. In terms of general financial statements, we note that there are new accounting standards which will come into place for next year that can also change or have a material impact on financial statements.
Is there any margin for borrowing? Do you think we've got any margin for borrowing anything or not?
For borrowings, Mr. Mayor, there appears that council has a sufficient margin in terms of the ratios.
The Rural Fire Service, the Red Fleet, were we the only council in New South Wales that were not depreciating or declared that we didn't own that fleet, or was everybody the same?
Councillor, so the position across the state has been varied in the past. Gradually, the Audit Office has been encouraging councils to bring them onto their balance sheets. So this year, certainly, Warrumbungle Shire Council has not been the only one in that situation. However, we do believe the majority are bringing them onto their books.
So that's one thing we can't control.
That's exactly right, but that's why we have our... Yeah, we have agreements with the Rural Fire Service, and it just seems funny that this far into those agreements we suddenly discover that we own the assets when originally they were, or everything was transferred over to the Rural Fire Service.
Councillor, I understand your position. This is an area that we understand that Rural Fire Service and the OLG may still be in discussions in relation to how they treat that.
Okay, so could it be reversed, or will it be reversed, or will it stay the same?
At this stage, I'm unable to determine, but it's the same when they do it. But when there's an update, we will ask.
Okay.
We're having to manage that side of it, we should at least have a say in what they're doing.
Mr. Mayor, if I could ask a couple of questions of Cathy, or put a couple of proposals, Cathy. The first is in relation to your comments about the net operating surplus for the year. You made a point of pointing that out, that there was a surplus. But of course, in local government, there's recognition of the capital grants and contributions. So you didn't mention that it was a negative as far as that's concerned. Could you just go on with that issue for us, please, Cathy?
Certainly, General Manager. So the financial statements also show the net operating result excluding grants and contributions for capital purposes. This year, the result was slightly lower than last year. It was -4.9 million. So in terms of the financial statements, how that works, it's looking at it without the capital grants and contributions, which are expected to be spent not for recurring general expenditure, but for capital works and the like.
So the net operating result, sorry, I just have the title. Net operating result before grants and contributions is, of course, the critical one for councillors, is it not?
So, General Manager, in terms of what would be critical to council would be for the council to decide which aspects they would consider to be of most use, but certainly it is an important indicator.
Can you explain for us then, please, what the impact then is on that first ratio that we spoke about, or you spoke about, sorry, and that was a net operating performance ratio, and how we end up with a negative result there?
So the way the first ratio is calculated, it looks at what is considered operating revenue and operating the net operating result over that. So in terms of the items of the financial statements which are excluded, that includes the capital grants contributions, leading to a negative result.
Yeah. So in order to have a positive result with that particular ratio, we need to have a positive result with our net operating result before grants and contributions, is that correct?
Generally, that would be part of the formula in order to calculate that ratio, yes.
Yeah. So if we can't have a positive there, then we won't have a positive with the ratio.
In general, most cases, that would be that.
Sorry?
Stupid. Any more questions for Kathy or Tiffany? Thanks for the presentation, Tiffany, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We start on number one.
So, Mr. Mayor, we brought item number 16 forward, so there's a recommendation there on page 46 for Council to deal with.
Move Council Lewis, second. Council Hill, I'll put the motion, those in favour. Council Cable, don't you vote there, then.
Sorry,
yeah, that was. You're on to number one then?
Yes.
I'll put the motion, those in favour. I did. Carry.
I'll record those names, Mr. Mayor.
Item number one, mayoral minute, mayor's log activity. Kilometres travelled.
I'll move that if I can just have a. We've been in and out of things. Do we have business arise?
No, we haven't had business arising.
Look, I just had a quick question. Did we? We're going to write to Deputy Premier inviting him to come. Have we heard?
Yeah.
No, so it's just recently gone out, sorry.
Right.
So it has gone out?
Yes.
So it was noted in the resolutions that it hadn't.
Have we updated that?
Well, 12th and the 11th,
yeah.
It stated you hadn't gone.
It's gone.
It's okay, because that was a question.
Yeah.
Recently.
Very good. Sorry, that was supposed to have been updated. And I'm happy to move.
Move it. And second. Councillor Doolan, Councillor Hill.
Is that covering all of the things, expenses as well? Yeah. Yep. Could I ask a question? At the last meeting I asked, because you went to a drought meeting in Sydney, and I said we didn't have a report.
Apologies.
Yeah. Apologies.
Didn't we have a report?
No.
I think we did.
But on that particular point, Mr. Mayor, I have been following up with Local Government New South Wales to get a report from them on what's happened. And to this point, and I have actually followed up on that particular matter a couple of times now, I haven't had a response from them yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll move the motion. Those in favour? Carried. Unanimous. Any questions on item number one? Mover. Item two.
Second.
Councillor Cable, Councillor Shenton. Councillor's monthly travel claims. Any questions on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item number three, minutes of the Arana Joint Organisation meeting, 30th September. Can I move
it? Yep.
Councillor Shenton. Councillor Cable.
I've got a couple of questions. I just noticed on your second last dot point on page 11, the draft internal audit report policy be adopted. What is that? Is that covering all of the members of the JO?
And that's covering the JO itself.
Just the JO itself, okay. And the second one was the RNJ prepare a submission for the internal audit and risk management framework discussion paper based on individual member council submissions. So we've done something for that?
Not yet, because we're collating a submission for this council.
Any more questions on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Recommendation. Those in favour? Councillor Hill, Councillor Dancy. I'll call back. Show of hands again.
Sorry, I'm just trying to be helpful.
Carried.
Carried
unanimously. You don't put your hand up, I'll just have to give you put you down as a no voter.
Right.
Minutes of the Country Mayor's meeting on the 1st of November. Mover. Councillor Lewis. Councillor Brady. Any questions this item? Councillor.
On page 14, under the following resolutions were made, the Country Mayor's right to the Honourable Matt Keane. Is that to do with the power poles that suddenly have this PP reference on them? Is that what that's about?
It's in relation to those, what they call in private poles.
That's it, yeah. Okay. And everyone's suffering the same thing, or is it just one council up there?
No, it's across the state.
Across the state.
Hmm.
Okay. Could I just ask, has anyone got them here? You've got some, yeah, okay.
I've
right.
Got one. And when it dies, we go on your ground. Hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item number five, Minutes of Traffic Advisory Committee meeting, 24th of October. Councillor Shenton. Councillor Cable. Anybody want to speak against the recommendations?
Item five, Traffic Committee.
I'll put the motion. Carried unanimously. Item number six, Minutes of Plant Advisory Committee meeting, not 8th of November. Councillor Lewis, second to Councillor Doolan. Any discussion this item?
Yeah, quick.
Councillor Doolan.
There was a bit of discussion at the meeting that we have to get. This will come up again later with our Section 430 report, but we had a discussion at the plant meeting that we would like to record that plant item number 180 is a garbage truck that picks up the mobile garbage bins, the auto bins, and is not capable of picking up skip bins, as is suggested in the 430 report. And you know what I'm more disappointed about when I read that in that Section 430 report, where there was somebody who has or had involvement with our council would be spreading untruth in that 430 report, or whether when we pointed that out to Mr. Hurst from the Office of the Local Government in the interim report, that wasn't true, and yet he still puts it in the final report. So I raised that with the General Manager, and he said, well, it might be a lack of evidence. So I thought, well, why don't we get this put in here by the Plant Committee, and that'll just say that they're two different trucks, two different tenders, two different times. And when we make our submission on the final report of the Section 430 report next Tuesday, I'll be suggesting very strongly to fellow councillors that we ask Mr. Hurst to tell us, when we have provided him with information that wasn't true, why he still put it in the final report. And if, as he says in the terms of reference for the Section 430 report, these allegations are very serious, we point out that this one is in fact not true, in fact a lie, we'll ask him what action is he going to take the person who made that report to him. Because it's the breach of the Commons Act to make false and misleading statements, because that the way that's written there makes the councillors look like we're dodgers, corrupt even, and I'm cranky about that, and I think we should push back pretty hard about it and ask him what he's going to do about it. So, hence, we Plant Committee thought the same, and that's why we've got that little dot point in there in general business that we, we'll be able to refer to that in our report in Section 430.
Any more discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Carried unanimously. Item number 7, Turnabout Emergency Water Supply Project, October 2019 update. Mover, Councillor Cable, Councillor Hill. Any discussion of this item?
Yes, I've got a question, page 23, item 5, water restriction levels. It says there under level 4, it's 200 litres per person, and we're at 403. Are we going to review our restrictions, or are we going to let that keep happening?
So, what we're currently doing is having a look at high users, and we address them. So, after each quarterly read, we have a look how many units have used more than, say, 1,000 litres per day, which, you know, if they abide by the 200 litres per person per day, they should only have that amount of 5 people living there.
Yeah.
So, but we can't go into that much detail, and that's why we say we look at everyone using more than 1,000 litres, so they are high user.
Yeah.
And as for the last meeting, a resolution was made, if that happens repeatedly, we advise them that they have to take it back to us in 2 weeks as to why that's occurring. If they don't get back to us, we'll call up and let us send a bullet score or a restriction device.
Yep.
Which we have sent a repeat letter out. I think it's also because we're for, and we have had some justification come back as to, you know, that there is so many people living or something else. So that's the way I will follow up on it.
Yeah, but still, it's double. It is double. Surely we haven't got that many people who, you know, overusing like to that extent, have we? I mean, you say there's 2,537 users, and 200 litres is 403. You know, like, in my book, they're flaunting the, you know, what we require with those water restrictions.
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult to compare it. So we give them a guidance that they shouldn't be using more than 200 litres per person per day. But we have no good means to control it. So the way we calculated the 403 litres per person a day was going from the census population of 2016 and the amount that we sent out to town. So the amount that we sent out to town is normally higher than the amount that goes beyond water meters for whatever reason, because we have meter inequalities that we're replacing some. So that's why it's a little bit difficult to compare those numbers.
How's the water holding up now? Are you maintaining it?
Sorry?
You're maintaining the water now, or is it dropping back a bit?
You mean the bores on the bores?
Yeah, they've got to maintain enough to maintain the water supply now, what we're using.
Well, the bores are still going well. They were, as we reported a couple of months ago, they were coming where the levels had started dropping, which we addressed by reducing the amount we drew from them, which is still the case. We are waiting. We've spoken to the hydrogeologist today, and he advised that he will have a report ready in the next couple of weeks, so we can use it to assess if the operating was adequate.
Yeah, just one.
The
other one was the raw water supply. It says here that it's being supplied by bores number 12 and number 11 into the old raw water pipe. Why has the pressure dropped? Or why does the pressure fluctuate in that line? Any idea on that?
I believe it's to do with the operation of the pumps. And that if the pumps are keeping in or off, they operate at the same time as well. So all the walls that are on that line, which are four to five including the tunnel dam one.
Yeah.
I was actually aware the pressures did fluctuate. I did get reports back from a certain level saying that it occurred. But I was actually aware of the measures in place to verify that that is the case or not.
Yeah.
We could install something to monitor it, some of the pressure measures along the line,
yeah.
If it's fluctuating or not. But the supervisor operator said that pressure could fluctuate depending on how the doors are operating, and it's kicking off or what.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions on this item? Yes, Councillor Dillon.
One more is to the GM or the manager of the licensing for our pools. How are we travelling there?
Well, the monitoring that the manager just mentioned will go towards the licensing requirements. I have had some correspondence backwards and forwards between us and the relevant department, which is DPIE-Water, where I've sent them correspondence about a range of things, not just in relation to this, but a range of things. And pointed out that we are looking, well, at the time when we're looking to exceed the existing licensing. I had some correspondence on back yesterday from them in relation to that, and I'm getting some further advice from someone in the industry about that particular response, because I'm not really happy with that response myself.
Anything more on that, or you just want to work through this?
I need to take further advice. I'm hoping to get some advice from that later in the next. I was hoping today, maybe tomorrow, and then see where we take things after that, whether we fight the direction or whether we have to comply with the direction.
So you'll keep us up to speed on.
Yeah.
Any more questions on that item? I'll put the motion. Carried unanimously. Item number 8, Barradine Sewerage Scheme Upgrade Funding. Mover. Councillor Capel. Councillor Shitton. Any discussion on this item?
Now, in that application, we actually included the Camp Cyprus issue, but also the inland rail developments, so that we have to be looked at as to what the capacity is and what the plant can do and what it can't do.
It's just if you've got a large event coming into town and a couple of thousand extra people for a weekend, you need to have a system to cope for those 2 days.
Yes, so the officer study will look at the current solution and plan copies it or can't. If it can't, then we have to find another solution.
Any more questions on this recommendation? Councillor Shinn?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were.
I'll put the motion, those in favour.
That's what we're doing.
It carried unanimously. Item number 9 is SCADA and Telemetry Network Upgrading Funding. Neuber, Councillor Doolan, Councillor Shenton. Any discussion on this item?
Well, just a general comment. So now that with these few items that we've dealt with here and generally the water supply issues that we've all had to deal with over the last too long a little time, now the last couple of years, we've very grateful for the staff, well, the government and the staff for, we seem to be getting three quarters of the money rather than 50-50. I think that's a big help and we can get more stuff done. Grateful for the government for seeing it that way and for the obviously well-worded applications that have gone in.
That's your usual funding criteria, but I wouldn't point out that at different points we have actually been successful in getting 100% of the funding. But thank you.
Yeah, Councillor Cable.
What life do you expect to get out of the telemetry? Like, how often does it need upgrading?
Sort of come out of every stage.
Any more questions on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item number 10, Office of Local Government S430 report. You got a mover? Councillor Doolan? Councillor Hill? Any discussion of this item?
It's actually on the website now. It's listed under the this particular agenda item.
Well, just another general comment. You know my thoughts on this. I'm looking forward to constructive meeting when we address some of the issues that are in here. But just a general point, and I'm sure you, Mr. Mayor, the general manager, you might correct me if you think I'm overstep the mark here a bit, but when the general manager and the mayor and myself went to the local government conference, we booked an appointment to see the minister for local government. And in doing so, you have to provide them with the questions in advance, a couple of days in advance, about what you want to talk about. And we wanted to talk about the Section 430 report. So we went into our meeting with the minister and this Mr. Hurst, who's the author of this report, and we said, can we talk about the Section 430 report? Nothing to talk about. Is that your recollection?
And Miss Minister, I believe, said that she hadn't seen it yet.
Anyway, that was on the 14th of October, and that that report was signed off on the 2nd of October, 12 days before.
Oops.
And I would have thought, if we put our questions in advance, she might have been across it. We could have had a talk about it. Place to place, you know, because there's a few things in there that aren't right, and I think that would have been a better way to address it. So I just thought I'd raise that. I think I'm very disappointed.
We held a workshop, we needed next week or not on this item.
That's the recommendation there, Mr. Mayor, and we have identified Tuesday evening as the time.
And are we going to bring a solicitor with us or not?
Pardon?
You need a solicitor to come or not?
That's further down.
Down the track.
It can actually be dealt here at the same time, and would be wise to deal with it at this point too.
No, I think I'd leave it to the general manager who's across this thing. Imagine bringing a solicitor in now and having to spend time bringing him up to speed with what this was all about. The general manager did an excellent job last time, I thought, and I'm looking forward to see what he does this time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Cable.
Also, I doubt the local solicitor would be up to speed with all this legislation stuff. It's usually their domain. So it would take a lot of money to catch
them up. Just for the information of councillors, I have put a local solicitor on notice he may be required, and he has penciled it in his diary.
Okay.
Did you give you a quote?
You tell me how long you're going to be and I'll give a quote.
So is that going on this recommendation?
That's up to Councillors Doolan and Hill at this stage, I believe, Mr. Mayor.
Well, I think we need a bit of guidance at some stage, whether it's during the Tuesday night or at some stage, if you do. Because it was the solicitor you were talking about there that was suggested to me when I received a please explain from the Office of Local Government last year. I ran that past this fellow, and that's where he enlightened me to the fact. He said, just send it back to them and say, is your correspondent aware that it's an offence under the Crimes Act to make false misleading statements? If they're not, ask them, or make them aware, then ask them to repeat it. That should be the end of the matter. And OLG just came back with, we keep these things confidential, which I thought was a point entirely. But at some stage, I don't know whether you wanted a meeting or not, but at some stage, I think you might want someone to look over the punctuation spelling just to make sure it's right.
From my point of view, I'm happy for, it might be a good idea just to have him listen in on it. I'll prepare the press at the submission, send it off to him for a look over, and then get sent on to the Office of Local Government after that, the Minister.
I think we were discussing there, we probably have a couple of levels of correspondence go out, one direct to the Minister to explain herself, and then as I put it up to email to you, and then invite her to probably come to Coonabarab and Warrumbungle and see if they're not such bad people after all.
So I can add
that as an amendment and see how it goes.
I'll second that.
Councillor Hill was
seconded, so. Yeah. Well, you made the amendment?
No, not an amendment, it's just a...
Just an addition, sure.
But we just, you change your councillors. You put it up.
I think we just next dot point four. That
can I suggest, councillor, that dot four be council seeks legal advice from a local legal firm in order to assist the mayor in drafting a response to the section 430 report.
Couldn't put it better myself.
Wonderful.
We've got the motion, have we, now? We don't need an amendment. We don't need an amendment, do we? Okay. Well, I'll put the motion, those in favour. Carried you that, Councillor Chinton? No. Councillor Chinton voted against the motion.
I'd vote against the recommendation there, but not that one.
Item number 11, consideration of tenders. Mover. Yeah, it's a cable. The seconder. The seconder. Don't need a seconder for this motion, if anybody. Councillor Brady. Any discussion on this item?
Yes, I'm all in favour of transparency, and I would have thought a way to achieve the level of transparency that you're probably seeking here is the items coming up later on in business that we record all of the meetings, including the confidential part, and that could be referred back to at a later date should the need arise. I just think as good as transparency is and all, I just think the commercial confidence of people who put their matters up for consideration for tender is quite a big issue, and probably just be too much of a chance for that to be, the wrong thing said at the wrong time might just not be, not be in the interest of the people who put their tender up there. I noticed one of the points that we had in the recommendation was that the councillors would have to make sure they are watching themselves about dealing with people who have lodged tenders. Well, I think we should all be very aware of that all the time now. So that's that should be the case now rather than something that might come from a change. But, no, for that reason, I won't support this. I just think it's a bit too fraught to information that people would like to have about their business. Might just put a spot bill out and in the pocket.
Councillor Cable.
One way around that is we never know the names. The ABC and just. Yeah, can I identify? We can only discuss ABCD. Fall into a mistake that way. We don't need to know, but I'm really sure.
If I could just comment about one thing there, Mr. Mayor, that was said. Councillor Doolan just spoke about transparency. Of course, in closed council, the community don't get to see or hear, and certainly won't get to hear a recording from the closed council meeting. So the only transparency is amongst the councillors themselves, and then there is a history or a recording, say, what was actually discussed. But that still should not, should not be made available to the public either.
No, no, that's right. But, section 430, I was talking to the people from OLG. I said, well, you know, had we had the meetings recorded, didn't realise that. But we wouldn't be recording the confidential part of the meeting. Have a meeting recorded, we did explain ourselves quite fully. Here it is, listen to it. And as I was saying there before, you know, it'd be interesting to have a list of some of the recordings. I would have thought the tender for the demolition of the Dunedin Hospital would be interesting one to have a listen to. But I ran that past the mayor and found that was no, I take your point that the public won't get to hear that, but I just.
Councillor Lewis.
Mr. Mayor, the only thing I've got against this is if you're not going to identify the people tendering in open council, how's the public or the gallery going to know who's local and who's not? Because I'll always give preference to local suppliers and local tradespeople and try and keep the money in my shop cheap and my cover completely.
It's in the matrix.
Yes, and so being the criteria.
Yeah.
And not.
We get that now in the criteria.
Any more discussion on this item? I'll put it to councillors. What do you like to do?
There's a motion, Mr. Mayor. Those in favour?
No. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? No. Motion's lost.
In that case, I'll record as Lewis, Shinton, Doohan, and Todd against.
Item number 12, Council Resolutions Report. Councillor Doolan. Any questions on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Councillor Cable, you voting? Councillor Clancy? Gary Fred, you voting? Carried unanimously. Item 13, rebates report. Mover.
Yep.
Councillor Shinton. Councillor Doolan. Any discussion of this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? That's good. Councillor Brady's absence. Fred, he's not in. Carried, they'll be carried, won't it? Item 14, annual report. Mover, Councillor Cable, Councillor Hill. Any discussion of this item? I'll put the motion, those in favour. It's carried, Councillor Brady out of the meeting.
Unanimous.
Item 15, community financial assistance.
Move the recommendation.
Move Councillor Lewis, Councillor Fenton. Councillor Cable.
I would like to have added in a CYCC call for the $500 to do the fire extinguishers so they can cross the premise in the next 2 months. They're in the
I'd like to see another one too, $500 to Barrandine Rusty Club because they forgot to put theirs in, they said. So that's if we got finance to do it.
Yeah. Can I put in a couple of six? Mm-hmm. Where do we draw the line
here? Okay.
You submitted one, did you?
Yeah, it's in your list and it was not approved because they're on the business paper as a separate item.
What was the budget for this ramp? Sorry,
20,000.
How much?
20,000. 20,000 altogether.
6,000.
6,000.
Yeah, we're under.
That's 6,000
Mr. Mayor, there's a proposal there for CYCC call to be included for $500. Are councillors Lewis and Shinton happy for that to be included?
Yeah, but how do I explain the other item? I didn't have the thing on time.
But
that
reapply. You just didn't get the tick from staff to be put in.
Well, that would mean Rusty Club didn't apply.
So, Mr. Mayor, are councillors Lewis and Shinton happy or is there going to be an amendment?
No, apparently it's in the list.
No, it's in that list. We're at the external audit, we don't need it. Or do we? The audit or not?
No, 16's done. 16's done. That's item number 17.
Statement first quarter ending the 30th of September. The mover.
We did this.
Councillor Dillon. Councillor Cable.
On the two development services, there's a banner poles.
Who actually? It was a private contractor.
It was.
Yes, it wasn't
top. Any more discussion item?
What was it like to borrow in the club? Is there anything that you think was notable that's happened?
To watch out for? No, first quarter is usually unless there's something major that's happened. We do have the issue of the land relating to the tourist office, 255, that we weren't, probably won't expect, 255,000, that we weren't expecting that much to be charged to us for that acquisition. But that's actually within the document. The other thing that's worth mentioning is that at the adoption of the budget, the general manager pointed out that he'd like to come back with some savings relating to and reflect those in the quarterly review. So basically, even with the result was 329,000 better off for the budget, even with the 255,000. So we're working in the right direction.
We have so those
Councillor Cable.
Does that include the
ordinary
structure, those
savings
yet, or not?
There was 300,000-400,000 that was reflected from vacant positions that were that weren't.
But not what we're looking at later.
What we're looking at later.
Some of those changes, those changes are already there through, like about savings, salaries and wages. That's from that all-boys
organisation. Any more discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Firstly, item 18, investment and term deposits for month ending 31st of August. Mover, Cable, seconder. Councillor Doolan. On the item. No comments on this item. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? He's still in the room. Councillor Brady. Unanimous. Item number 19, funding opportunities, fix for local roads repair program. A mover, Cable, any comments on that? Councillor Shittenberg.
Yeah, just be a living document, isn't it? If we make this decision tonight, we can make changes later? Or do you want to look into this the way it is?
So the opportunity is now to make application. I think applications close 5th of December. And they say they've opened for round one now. There's no indication that when round two, if a round two will come about. The program is $500 million from state government over 5 years. And the state government expects to announce successful applications in a year, and councils have 24 months in which to complete the success. So the 93 date, that there'll be a big dash to gobble up all that $500 million in one hit.
Yep.
Once we make application, there probably won't be an opportunity to revisit.
Councillor Cable.
The Coolanyah Rex Road, 5Ks.
Councillor Lewis.
Probably only a typo, but Coolanyah Rex Road, 5 kilometres, I clocked it on the way in at 6 kilometres.
Yeah, I thought it was longer than that.
I think somewhere it's actually got to.
I don't want to get knocked back for all that, can you?
Thank you, Councillors. I'll just confirm that measurement before we make application.
Any more discussion, Councillors? We've got to select it. We've got to. That goes in the way it is, doesn't it?
So the recommendation lists 14 projects in order of priority, and the application process requests Council to nominate priority. So they're the priority projects that have been nominated. For
that order.
The road, including the Pottery Road, is that even in consideration of?
Mr. Mayor, through you, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Brady hasn't made the list at this date. No, it's not on the list.
I think it's our major, one of our major attractions, and we need to open it up a bit, and then also go in a track, so that's Currajong Road as well.
And Cooler Tops.
And all the other roads with
us. Still list.
Any more discussion this time? Any more discussion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Aaron, you know, we'll take okay. Item 20, selection of delegates to the Town Beautification Advisory Committee.
Mr. Mayor, just a note that Councillor Clancy is leaving the room.
I see we have one late nomination. What do we do? We leave? Yeah. We've got a mover and set. I move it, Councillor Doolan, the seconder. I move Town Beautification Selection Delegates, number 20.
Just one really wrong. We've got put themselves forward. The last couple of meetings that we've been to with the committees on one, we've got membership of 10 and we were struggling to get a call, but the last couple we've done 5 further here. What would be wrong if we'd be too unwieldy if we put everybody on?
Yes.
Do you
want to
put a referee
in there
as well?
See, so many of people are sort of on other committees working, aren't they?
Well, that was my concern when we moved this motion of council, because I knew that there was a lot of passionate people, and that's why I wanted, well, not just me, who voted at the community meeting, that, you know, out of 20 people, I think it was 11 voted yes to go a volunteer committee for 4 or 6. And we've got a that's
my concern,
and I brought
that back to council and, you know, I didn't get that motion up or whatever. We're willing people to go on there, and we're going to... Yeah. Councillor Gable? The only thing that I would say in relation to the quorum is we should have an odd number. Gives you a little bit of extra. Sorry, there will be another quorum if you've got a question of the value of the committee.
Well, I just thought it was what Councillor Brady said. You've got a lot of people actually keen and nominated themselves. I thought, well, it's about contacts in the community and people that want to make a contribution. I can't see the problem with giving them all the stuff. Just need a good ringmaster.
Don't do the council thought jumping up and down would be part of that.
That was another one.
I can remember the old beautification committees, and I was really happy when it finally folded and we did up the points. In the end, they were trying to come out what the gardeners did, what hours they worked, how much money they were putting in. It got into a absolute dogfight in the end, but thank God we got what we got in the main street, and the committee dissolved. So, 14.
Any more?
Could I just ask how you're going to sort this out? I mean, I'm not in favour of 14. That's an impossible committee. But how in this? Because I've made my favourite sort of people I reckon could work, a mixture of old and young, and all the rest, but how do you do this?
Don't forget there's councillor representation as well. So that goes on top.
You'd have a ballot, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no problem. There'd be 98, and there'd be more than.
So all in over the hat and draw 6 out.
I second that motion.
All you're doing is arguments.
Yes, yeah, do mm-hmm.
The old ladies
starting
around and doing whatever
there's
they want.
There's too many ladies. How many council people be on there too? 3?
2, yeah, councillors on there as well.
That's 8. That's a staff member, would you?
I don't think you've any staff. Yeah, put a staff
And then we don't have this in our budget either, do we, at the present moment, to have this committee?
Well, at this stage, the committee is not going to chew up any budgetary dollars, except for, of course, paper for minutes and agendas and things like that. The biggest thing for this is going to be staff time at this point in time. So we're going to have to take staff off other duties to care for the committee.
Mr. Lewis, is that closed or open? Like, if you've got six people that can vote, you have a ballot to get those six people. The other people, if they're interested enough, can still go along. They just want to have a vote, right?
If they're invited.
If
the committee invites the service.
So it's not a public meeting.
Yeah, but you've got passionate people there. We're going to kick them in the guts and say you're not allowed on this committee. You haven't got voting rights, but you can come and just sit by the sideline and hear what the other people that we selected.
That's fair enough, but if you've got a big population, many places in Lito.
And we pick the best.
That's what I'm
saying. We're having all these applications. One can say that the community involved and the national
level. Yeah. Well, I don't know, Paul.
Mr. Mayor, can I offer a suggestion?
I'll nominate my six and you can vote.
Can we start with the councillor representatives? Which councillor representatives are going to be on this committee?
That's going to be your problem.
Because
I've been there and done it, I earned my stripes. Someone else can do it.
Because the next part would be, then, I'm suggesting those councillors plus maybe the mayor or something like that become a selection committee.
Hard enough for getting volunteers then.
Well, not too tough at the moment.
To be on this committee. And that's why I hold the public meeting, and that's why we've got 20 odd people, and that's why we voted, and majority, I come back to council with what the community wanted. We went against that. It's not about me, I know that, but how do you handle
this situation? Well, everyone knows I've got taste and styles.
So.
It all depends on what way we're going. Before I put mine, having the ring, because the idiot community, I held the meeting, and I got a 2+5, and it was 5-4 or whatever it went, the vote. I've had that meeting or something. Let's come back to the chamber and that's what we voted.
Any more discussion?
Can we do a draw? Is that legal, ethical, moral, or wrong?
It's up to council as to how it chooses who goes into the committee.
We're going to have six, sir?
No, then. It's up to council as to how many of them
should be taken out of the hat. I don't know these people well enough to know whether they're. I think their name should be taken out of the hat because I don't know most of these people, and I'm going to be the council on the town beautification for Canterbury.
Got to vote for six, that's what we're in. Councillor Lewis.
If Kirby wants to move what he wants, I'll second him.
Thank you, Kirby.
And that's what we need.
I would be happy if we'd done a draw. I think that's a fair way. I think everyone's on an equal drawing board here. Everyone's members of the community. The way the council voted last time, well, we have to get a run with it now. And that's what I think, because I don't feel comfortable picking someone over the other just because I know them, I don't want to get personal. I want a good outcome in the end. So
I don't know most of them.
They're all good community people.
Second,
the motion. You're going to move an amendment, Cody?
Yeah, I'm going to move an amendment.
You're going to second it.
Sorry, what's the amendment?
That we draw our applicants out of the hat.
You got a second for that?
I'll second it. Just when Dick Clancy came and spoke to us one day about doing this, was that her idea? Did she want to really be involved? I mean, obviously she's there to be involved, but was her idea that she might prefer to be taken out of the hat?
There's three people on there that were in the original beautification committee. Again, I think they're always keen with each other.
Well, I was just thinking she came and made and spoke, so.
Now, how are we going to do it?
Well, I think we all agree that that's my call, isn't it?
There's very fine. Nice.
The only thing is, we do it now, we do it.
What is the term of this committee? Is it in there?
Yeah, the council meeting.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Give it a try, it's only less than a year.
Yeah.
We got a second for your amendment, Cody, or not?
Councillor Hill,
yes. I'll put the motion, those in favour.
What's the motion, sir? The amendment, this is, it?
Amendment. That
sorry, we, what's the amendment?
We're drawing out of the hat.
Oh, right, okay.
Everybody in favour? Councillor Cable? I'll move a matter. Unanimous.
So when do we do that?
We should do it now, I'd say.
Can we continue on with the meeting and do it at the end of the meeting, Mr. Mayor?
No, yeah, that'll help.
And Mr. Mayor, we still haven't got away from the issue of. Oh, sorry, we still have to deal with the issue of who are the council representatives.
Not me. Who's going to nominate for that job?
Not me. I was coming to this meeting to say no, but I will. Is it? It's just September, and we'll see how it goes. Otherwise.
I'll second that.
We've got to have two. Who's the second one?
You made a comment.
Yeah, Andrew said he's looked with his eye.
It's very big.
Thank you.
Yes. Need somebody to get about, wouldn't
you? Yeah, you definitely do.
Another nomination or not? Yeah. Any further nomination for it?
Yeah, we have no councillor now, are we, sir?
That's two, isn't it? No.
Can we nominate
him
there,
absent? Only one,
sober. Oh, dear.
Can
I? What?
Yes, no.
What's that?
Can we nominate
him
there, absent?
Probably should not.
Does it have to have two? That's what council terms of reference say.
Oh,
that
was
adopted.
Of course,
Ambrose
has
nominated
himself.
So, Mr. Mayor, there's a motion by Councillors Cable and Hill that Councillors Brady and Doolan be the council representatives on this committee.
Excellent choice.
Yeah, well done. We got a vote on it, but everybody agreeable? Councillor Cable?
Well, I was just going to say.
Passed unanimously. You trade back now. Item 21, designs and drawings of Coonabarabran Bypass.
Mr. Mayor, we've requested an extension of time for this so we can further consider some other items or other matters as part of our possible submission. So can we ask that this matter be deferred until the December council meeting, please?
We'll move it, Councillor Cable. Councillor Shenton.
Are they factoring in one day Valley Wall Road might have road trains on it too? Just as everything moves forward and improves.
Well,
so that needs to be factored into any design or not.
So that's the through Mr. Mayor, that's the unfortunate thing about the information we've been provided so far. We don't have a traffic study, so we don't know what they've factored in or not. So it's a bit hard for council to make a comment, in my view, on this without traffic study and other information.
I thought he made the suggestion that all of those intersections were designed for road trains. That's what he said.
At the community consultation.
Yeah, that's what he said. And then, but I was looking for the designs, and that was it. Was it just those yellow lines on the?
Yeah.
Well, that's not much of a design, is it?
There is a design document that got, but it's about 80 pages long. So we do have those geometric designs. I didn't think to include those, but I can bring them make them available for the next council meeting.
Mr. Mayor, we wait for a second
though.
That was too delayed.
I seconded it. Seconded. I'll put the motion, those in favour. Yeah. Carry it for the next meeting. Carried. Annual Code of Conduct Complaints Statistic Report 2-1, September 2018 to August 2019. Got a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Cable, Councillor Shenton. Any discussion on this item? I'll put the motion, those in favour. Councillor Hill, carried unanimously. Inland Rail update, item 23. And a mover. Councillor Doolan, Councillor Cable. Any discussion on this item?
I pointed out to one of our directors today that the website there that you looked up, the WW number, that didn't give me the minutes anyway, and I got a second one from her, and yeah, that did. I looked through the, read through all the minutes, and there's a lot of one-liners that we're making, but like at one stage, yeah, you say Barradine should be the site of a camp, and then a month later you said Coonabarabran, yeah, he's ideal for one of these camps too. But the thing is that who else knows? No one's reading these minutes. I didn't even know they were available. And when are we going to start meeting with the community and saying, hey, we've suggested that Coonabarabran should be putting some of their motels up for this sort of thing? Who's interested?
My motion, I was going to change at the next meeting. I was getting Barradine for the camp, but I said Coonabarabran's going to get a lot of business out of it. They'll use the motels.
Yeah, but I think at some stage the two towns are going to have to work together, because you're not going to be able to do it by yourself. There's no doubt about it. But unless the business houses are let know what's available, and as far as I know, they're not aware of what's around. Just talking to Liz Cutts again the other day, and she was a bit confused about what's going on as well, in my opinion. But and I think it's great that you're naming both towns and that they're responding that way, but unless we bring the community on board at this stage, they're going to be left behind.
That's what Russell Stewart said. If we didn't get in to get things going, we wouldn't get anywhere.
Yeah. Just for councillors' information, the Director of Environment Development and myself had a meeting today with representatives from Inland Rail, and we're putting forward our desires to them that Barradine be a site and for a work camp, and that overflow come into Coonabarabran, particularly for motel accommodation.
Yeah, but you've said that, all the people out there, they have no clue what we're saying.
They,
They're not, you know, because those minutes, I mean, Leanne didn't even have the right, sorry, one of our directors didn't have the right information. So, you know, like, how are we supposed to find this out?
On top of that, I suppose, we're going to be riding off to Main Rail seeking for that to happen as well. So from that, we'll put our media release informing the community that's what we're working on.
Any more discussion on that item? I put the motion, those in favour. Yeah. Councillor Hill, that carries unanimously. Western Region Planning nominees.
There's a recommendation.
Move, Councillor Shenton. Seconder. Councillor Hill. Any discussion on this item?
It seems like a hell of a lot of money to pay for half a block of land that we got in 1985.
No, wrong one.
Yep. Item 24, Councillor.
Page 76.
Oh, is it on the
list?
No.
Any more discussion this item? Anybody want to discuss? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Compulsory acquisition of Colonel Melbourne Business Centre, Information Centre car park, item 26. And a mover?
Compulsory.
Councillor Hill? A seconder? Councillor Cable? Any discussion on this item? Councillor Lewis?
I can't understand why we're paying $255,000 for land we got in 1985. Been using since then, and why isn't the value of that land based on the 1985 valuation instead of the current one? We've been owners of it since then. And the law used to be if you converted from leasehold to freehold, you paid what the land was worth when the lease was granted. As in perpetual lease, a 99-year lease to freehold, and how similar is this situation to that? $255,000 is a lot of money for a lot of land for cutting up.
Highway side.
And it's ratepayers that have got to pay for it. And not just Coonabarabra ratepayers, Coola ratepayers, Dunedoo ratepayers, the whole lot. I really think the value of that land should be revisited big time.
The director might explain what the process has been so far.
Yeah, so I'm pretty, Mr. Mayor. There was the first valuation, as the report says, coming in at $426,000, which we nearly fell off our chair when we heard. So we challenged that up.
Yeah.
And the second one came back at $148,000. So yeah. When the valuer general got hold of these, he said, well, hang on, there's so much difference, I think there needs to be a peer review. So that's how we end up with a peer review of $255,000. But under the Just Terms Compensation Act, we have no way to challenge it. If you challenge it, you're going to end up in court of Crown land. And that's where it sits.
Mr. Mayor, what happens to the land if we don't pay for it?
You're going to end up in court of Crown lands because it's already cleaned up.
We'll tell them we don't want
it. We've been maintaining it for so many years.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
The name is already on the title deeds. That was part of the process when
you did the compulsory acquisition. I think we're paying $255,000 just to be politically correct.
Councillor Doolan.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to the director. Well, it seems we do have to pay, and it does seem a terrible shame that that's a lot of money that's got to leave our shire. I'm just aware that the Show Society, the Showground Trust, they're applying for a grant from the federal government to build something there. And that comes with a requirement for 50-50 contribution. Is there anyone we can appeal to, because this land actually belonged to the showground, that this money, instead of going off to general consolidated revenue down in Macquarie Street, we could, Lands Department might see that themselves clear that they could leave that in the community that it comes from, and the Show Society might be able to use that as their contribution towards the 50-50 for the building they want to do. You know, is that something that
Really, Mr. Mayor,
Deputy Premier might be able to help us with?
Mr. Butler or something like that? How can we appeal to the fine officer?
Yeah, pretty much, Mayor. From what my involvement with it, the only involvement that Showground had at the time was for an easement across the piece of Crown land. So if in prior times it has been for the Showground, from what we've heard, I haven't seen any paperwork on that. I don't know if it would be so cut and dried for Crown lands to think that way. Couldn't apply.
Okay.
I mean, we'll try, but I think, you know, money goes that way, that's how it works,
they
might send
it that way. Mr. Mayor, the grant's through the federal department, this is state Crown land, so I think the grant they're going for is the federal grant.
It is, yeah.
Well, I don't think these guys would prop up the feds, Crown land.
Well, it's been a hopeful thought, but I just think it's a terrible change that I think. A dry time like this, when our revenues are down because of the dry weather, surely there'd be somebody who would give us a sympathetic hearing to not let that money go to the town.
Pretty Mr. Mayor, we can certainly write to the minister and see if there's any that's got any legs. Can't see any harm in that.
And you'd like to make an amendment on that, Councillor Dillon?
Well, I can do. What have we got?
Or if Councillors Hill and Capel are agreeable, would you incorporate that into their motion?
Mm.
Yeah,
that's possible.
I think we all agree it's pretty high to settle to start with, and then.
It'll be good for the show.
And water in it. It's the nicest, greenest part in the neighbourhood.
Any more discussion on this item? I'll put the motion, those in favour. Councillor Hill and Nancy, you're voting. Hey, Gary, you have a seat.
Mr. Mayor, with item number 26, there has been a request from Danny Du that this matter be deferred again. Councillor Hill.
Yes, if we may, please. We didn't have a meeting in November, and it needs more discussion, I'm sorry.
You, Councillor Hill, you move that?
I beg your pardon?
You move a motion?
Yes.
Councillor Councillor Capel, I'll put the motion.
Sorry, just before you do, Mr. Mayor, how long are you deferring for councillors?
Oh, after Australia Day. Can we make it February meeting?
To February?
Yes, got enough on our plate, old sir.
February 2020.
I'll put that motion up. Everybody who's in favour, carried unanimously. Assistant in rainwater tanks. Got a mover. Councillor Doolan. Councillor Shenton. Any discussion on this item? Councillor Cable.
What would be the chance of just wavering the $247 for the fees to put a rainwater
tank in. So if we waive those fees and charges, there's a contribution or less of a barrier anyway.
So do people go under the DA for a rainwater tank? Yeah, pretty much, they're pretty large in 10 years.
What size is a large tank?
We all get a bit confused with
him. He talks about exemptions in the report.
Okay.
And you can put a small tank in without a DA?
Yes, it's
exempt. No, I'd say 10,000 if you had a small tank.
Yeah, it's all in the eye.
So you have to put the
Mr. Mayor, it's me.
Okay.
It's
me. No public discussion, please.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Councillor Capel, you made it.
No, I just wondered what the thoughts were.
Mr. Mayor,
conditions of putting a DA to put in a rainwater tank when all new developments, it's a prerequisite. The rainwater tanks are put on new dwellings.
Yeah.
But it is in a lot of other shires, isn't it?
Pretty spirit, it's a new dwelling. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, depending on the basic requirements for energy efficiency savings, depends on the size of the house and where you're located.
But it wouldn't be a separate fee, would it? It'd just fall under the
Through you, Mr. Mayor, would that be a costly, onerous thing if we waived the down?
No, not at all.
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, I thank you for the report. I think that's a good compromise that you've got there, Councillor Cagney. I understand the financial realities that we don't have the money to offer a rebate. I was looking more at a loan type scheme, but then looking at our figures, we don't really have a lot of spare cash for unrestricted cash to make that available. I just, for people's information, there is a scheme run by Inner West Council in Sydney, and they give a rebate in cash and kind of up to $2,000 for a tech if you fit it, and if you've got a healthcare card, they'll give you up to $3,000. Different financial circumstances, I know, Mr. General Manager, and they fund that through a stormwater levy. I know we have a stormwater levy and it does other things. That's just for your education and information. So here's the Inner West Council, which I did see described in a newspaper article the other day as the most useless council in New South Wales.
And I can't imagine there's a lot of space to
put. Anyway, be that as it may. I think that's a good compromise, Councillor Cagle, but I was just going to make one other change to the recommendation there, that we possibly lobby at the next local government conference for the state government to reinstate that rebate scheme. We'll be following that up next year. They've got more money than we do, maybe they can. Ran it successfully for a few years, maybe they can reinstate it. Get our mates at Inner West.
You going to move that, Councillor Cable?
At this stage, Mr. Mayor, the motion is actually with Councillors Dool and Shinton.
And Dool and Shinton.
Well, I think we note the assistance for rainwater things to report, and that we won't be charging a DA fee on installation of a tank to an existing building.
Which is a saving of $247
currently.
I understood that there was 3 points to this motion, Councillor Doolan. One is that Council notes the assistance for rainwater tanks report, etc. Takes out no further action. Two, waive the DA fee for rainwater tanks. And three, Council lobby LG New South Wales for reinstate of, to lobby the state government, I should say, to reinstate rainwater tank subsidy. Is that correct?
That's correct. We do that now, lobby LG New South Wales, or say to the conference or both, what do you do?
We get a response from LG New South Wales saying that it would be referred to the next conference or something along those lines, but we can certainly write to them now, flag it. If you want, we can also put a point forward in there that we make representations to our local member along the same lines.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Good idea.
The only thing I would be asking, Mr. Mayor, is in relation to the waiving DA fees, are we talking about this for this financial year, a couple of financial years, or forever?
Well, the way water is in Australia, forever. Or until they subsidise tank purchases.
Mr. Mayor, I've got a question, and it's a little bit pecuniary. As a plumber, who's going to take responsibility for the plumber blocking off all the downpipes and just putting them into one rainwater tank when it floods the eaves of the houses or something like that?
It wouldn't be the first, the second, or the 45th time it's happened either.
Because they would have to meet.
Well, what about we say for this term of council, and other people can worry about that next time?
The remainder of the term of council. Mm.
Mm.
Could you just section 68, please, NDA, please? Could you just section 68,
please, NDA, before it talks about connections to stormwater
council's
drainage system? Talks a little bit about the tank. They're supposed to be done. They are present section 68.
I'm happy to support
that, sir. Yeah, you ready? Yeah. Oh, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 28, community participation plan.
Move
Councillor Shenton.
Yeah.
You've got no further action.
I will clean out later tonight.
You got a second for this motion? Councillor Doyle, after radio, mate. Any discussion this item? No discussion, I'll put the motion, those in favour. Carried unanimously. Item 29, licensed to operate an NRMA car park charging station at Kurnell Visitors Information Centre.
Move.
Move Councillor Shenton, second Councillor Brady. Any discussion this item?
Mr. Mayor, I'm paid for the thing, but I asked the question, how come the NRMA gets peppercorn rent for $1 a week? We charge the Historical Society a lot more to use the same facility.
Full cost.
Councillor Doyle.
Yes, I'll certainly be voting for it, but I was just wondering, is this the time to raise the fact that all cars on the road should be equal? So all the vehicles we drove down here today in, fuel excise was charged to pay for the road, to keep Kevin's road to the border. Electric vehicles won't be paying any excise.
They will be.
Well, do we start that off? Is there a road user charge? Is that something beyond our pay grade, or is that something we could raise that?
That's what our poll, we've just come back from the roads conference, and that played a very, very big part, as it has every year for the last 10 years, but this time it's getting a little bit more traction because they're realising there's, I forget how many millions of these electric vehicles there are, and they're starting to realise that they're missing out on excise now.
The Labor Party's policy at the last election was 40% electric vehicles in 10 years.
Yeah.
So 40% less excise.
Exactly right.
And we want our roads list. We've got to hope for it.
That's right. That's why the whole thing is changing. There will be a road user charge. It will come out. Yeah. But everyone's resisting it at the present moment, but it's going to have to happen. It's
and
common sense.
And as Ron pointed out to me, it's bringing those cars into our town,
because
they can't travel as far as. So while we're supporting that, is that a rider that would be worth attaching? That we, is that something for the local government conference next time? That,
this lease is only for 5 years, so.
Yeah.
It could be $10,000 next time.
What's that?
Any more discussion this item? You got a mover?
Yes. Move Councillors Shinton, seconded Councillor Brady.
Brady. I'll put the motion, those in favour. Carried unanimously. Item 30, development applications. Mover, Councillor Brady, Councillor Hill. Any discussion this item? I'll put the motion. Councillor Cable, you voting? Carried, you put down. Carried unanimously. item 31, notice of motion, Cooley Youth Community Centre. Can we have Councillor Cable? Councillor Brady?
And can I ask for a deferral until February meeting as requested by CYCC?
Yeah, you'll move that?
Yep.
A seconder. Councillor Lewis?
Yeah, can we, Sally also mentioned the hold up was that we, council never got paperwork to them. So can we make sure that goes on?
I'll put that motion, those in favour. Carry.
Unanimous. Mr Mayor, item number 32 has been dealt with already. So can council know?
Are you going to move it? Councillor Cable? Yes. Seconder? Councillor Dillon? I'll put the motion, those in favour.
What item have we got?
32, just noting that's been dealt with already.
I thought we already
done. Yeah, that's right, that's all.
No, item 33. Are we on 33?
Yeah.
Recording of council meetings. No. You got a mover? Councillor Lewis? Councillor Doolan? Any discussion this item?
Can I just make one comment? Is there any way, like when we've got a public forum, I know that it's not part of our meeting, but can we include that in the reporting as well? Because it just, people come and stand up and talk to us, but then, yeah, like the community aren't aware of what's been presented to us and what we're actioning or we're not or whatever from those people taking their time out to talk to us. So can that be a part of the report?
Currently it's not part of our code of meeting practice.
How do we make it?
Move a motion to say that council review the code of meeting practice and consider recording the public forums as part of the process.
I'd support that, Councillor Brady, because I think it surprises me how many people come in, talk about listening to the recording. That would be a way of including people who can't be here with the people who have taken the time to come and speak. I think that would be, that'd be a positive move.
Mr. Mayor, if I wanted to listen to the confidential meeting, how do I do that? You put on the hub for me? Would I have to come in and listen to it in some closed room?
We'd have to work out some processes around that.
How do other people do it?
I have made inquiries about other councils. Yeah. There are other councils that I do believe do it, but I don't know how many or who they are.
And we had a number of general managers and mayors at a table the other day when I brought this up to discuss it, see what you do, and and everyone said straight away it was illegal, you know, that's why I rang you. But so they all think it's illegal. But and they said, well, how on earth would you ever, let someone listen to it without it getting out again? And you could imagine a debate where someone says, but you said in the, and that'd be the end of it, wouldn't it? Yeah. I think it's fraught with danger myself, but anyway.
Yes.
Let's have a look at that. I just thought it might be. Don't really need to send people back again, but I thought for our very good friends at the Office of Local Government that were listening, I thought they might be. If there's ever a chance that something needs to be checked again, that would be the place to do it. Repeating what I said earlier in the meeting, was when I was having my friendly chat with them, they said, the councillor should have made yourself the major reasons for your decision more, should have recorded it more clearly. Well, that's an opportunity, because if we had a recording at the meeting, you'd say, well, there you go, press play,
But even in this motion, it says that the recordings of the parts of the meeting that are held in closed council are only to be made available to councillors and those present in the closed council. So I just wonder what its use is. We have written minutes. So I know there's no conversation, but do it for written minutes.
Can we increase the minutes? Like, you know, more detail in minutes?
It's called a hand sign, I believe, and yeah. And they can see the staff all jumping around, yeah. Saying, "Oh, beauty."
Well, now that the state folks get away with it, and they speak and they're recorded and they've got allowed to say things in their council, even government, we've got parliamentary privilege.
Mm.
And we don't.
So, yeah, two sets of rules.
Hmm. And I believe at a committee meeting we raised with Mr. Parker the chance of having, you know, eventually having it filmed is much easier to digest than our recordings here. And I've seen a couple of those. Some of them were boring, but some of them were excellent. You know, like when you see them stand up and, you know, like start getting stuck into a debate, it looks like it's very theatric.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably, I don't think these are good quality at all. Particularly cooler, you know, like that's what will be picked up on while I'm speaking is Ray Russell's papers. That seems to come out like you wouldn't believe.
It's
like, but the, and Coonabarabran is every time someone speaks and then stops, that cuts what the next person said. You know, the way the microphones operate, you know, clicking on and off all the time, you miss sometimes what people
miss
said.
Miss the start of the sentence, nearly every sentence.
Yeah.
You need
so,
a gaffer with a big boom.
Yeah. So it's, anyway, that's off the track, but anyway, that's what we're observing.
Any more discussion on this item?
Is there any way that we can defer this to Council of Emergencies here? This is motion.
Can you do it?
I believe we should.
There's a motion already in books, Mr. Mayor. It'd have to be either an amendment or that those councillors just have to withdraw their motion.
Who made the motion?
Councillors Lewis and Doolman.
Refer it to the next meeting. I'll put the motion, those in favour.
Who's moving that, Mr. Mayor?
That's it.
Who's moving that be deferred?
To the...
Yeah.
Item 34, notice...
That was unanimous, Mr. Mayor?
Yes. Item 34, notice of councillors on subcommittees and outside committees. Notice of motion, councillors, did their voice. Any mover?
Well, is this meant for December ordinary meeting like it's written up?
No, the request here is that staff report back to the December ordinary meeting in relation to those items.
Okay, thank you.
Got a mover? No. Got a mover, Councillor Doolan. Seconder, Councillor Hill. Any discussion on this?
Just wondering, does anyone know Anello's reason for this at all?
Okay.
The first meeting of this council, who's on what? Back in September 2016.
There have been changes to that since, and we did do a report, I'm pretty sure it was earlier this year, outlining who was on what committee, and actually in that process, the council deleted off a couple of committees which were no longer about.
You updated with the town beautification.
Yes, of which I'll note that Councillors Doolan and Grady are on.
And I can recall.
Well, I've got to write down here and bring it back to the next meeting, I don't. I'll put the motion, but bring it back to the next meeting.
The motion currently is that staff prepare a report to the December council meeting.
No, I'll put that motion, those in favour. Councillor Shinton voting against. Councillor Capel against.
It's all there already.
Well, I agree.
Except for the new beautification.
So, Mr. Mayor, I'm recording Councillors Shinton, Capel against.
No, I voted for the motion. But as I agree, the information's already freely available. Bit of a waste of resources, but.
Who's for it? No, you're safe.
What do you say?
For it.
Didn't we already vote?
I thought we did too.
Yeah, you did, it's just Shinton and.
Yeah, sure.
So I guess think it's a waste of resources.
Yes, it is a waste.
Aye. I'll move on to the next item.
Mr. Mayor, just before we get to the closed council items, there is a matter of that is of great urgency that I'd like to bring to councillors' attention. There has been a report distributed to councillors. It's in relation to call item number 36, Building Better Regions Fund, Infrastructure Project Streams, Round 4, Drought Support. This was announced just recently and it has indicated that submissions or applications close on 19 December 2019. Unfortunately, because of the timing, the only other council meeting we have between here and there is on the 12th of December, which is not going to give us much time to get in and prepare applications. So, Mr. Mayor, if council would be agreeable, this matter be declared of business of great urgency and considered at this point in time.
Councillor Cable, Councillor Brady.
What are we deemed under this?
We are deemed in the dollar for dollar category. It is there somewhere.
Is Barry deemed that?
As far as I can tell, the entire category. The guidelines refer you to a particular website. When you click on that website, it just brings up the entire local government area. Now, having said that, council can seek exemptions. Exceptional circumstances, I should call it. Which, you know, would be drought, of course, but this, as far as I can tell, has only been made available to those council areas which are affected by drought, so I would imagine every single council area is going to put forward that there is under exceptional circumstances. But the recommendation is that the council authorise the mayor and deputy mayor to select a project or projects for application to the Building Better Regions Fund Round 4. I would say that the Mayor and Deputy Mayor have some consultation with councillors. Perhaps that could happen on Tuesday night when we're dealing with some other things. The recommended projects that be considered, and these have been, or at least two of these have been subject to applications before, so it's not going to mean a huge amount of work. It's still going to be work, but still there's going to be not as much as before. But Coonabarra Bram Pool upgrade, which could be up to $5 million, or unless the council considers smaller components of that. Robertson Oval, Dunningdo amenities, and the extending the sewer to Camp Cypress at Barradine, which
we're going to move. We need to move. And then move. Councillor Doolan, Councillor Hill. Any discussion of this item?
probably tonight.
We bring it back to Thursday. What's it, Tuesday? I'll put the motion, those in favour. Councillor Brady, you voted?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unanimous. I thought everybody's here.
Yeah, do you want to talk to it or do you want to talk to it?
You can talk.
The Mayor has asked me to advise Council of a some correspondence here from Robin Hobbs, OAM, who's a small in New South Wales Small Business Commissioner. The correspondence talks about, we're writing to congratulate Warren Buggleshire Council for being recognised for your commitment to making your local area a great place to start business. This letter accompanies a plaque awarded to Warren Buggleshire Council by the Honorary Damien Tudyhope, MLC, Minister for Finance and Small Business, and the Honourable Victor Dominello, MP, Minister for Customer Service. We're a valued small business friendly council and member of Easy to Do Business, and we look forward to continuing to work together. Yours sincerely, Robin Hobbs, OAM.
Do you want to have the photo now?
No.
There's the trophy there. reports to be considered.
I'll come and have a look.
Item 35. One. Yeah, we've got to announce it. We've got to announce it before we can have that. Report. Organisation development of monthly report meeting. We got a mover? Councillor Brady, Councillor Doolan.
This is for the item to be considered in closed council on the 10A2A of the Local Government Act.
Those in favour? Carried. Item 352, Coonabarabran and Dunedoo STP upgrades concept tender.
To be considered in closed council on the 10A2D1 of the Local Government Act.
Got a mover? Councillor Lewis, Councillor Doolan. Now it's a cable. Carried.
For it to go in closed council, see if the Local Government Act.
Move it. I'll put the motion, those in favour. Councillor Brady. Carried unanimously.
There is item number 35.4, Coonabarabran Airport Pitchman Reseal Tenders.
Got
for it to be considered closed council on the 10A2D1 of the Local Government Act.
Councillor Cable, Councillor Lewis. Put the motion, those in favour. Councillor carried unanimously.
And then, Mr. Mayor, item number 35.5, Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Information Report. Be considered in closed council on the 10A2G of the Local Government Act.
Got a mover. Councillor Hill, Councillor Doolan. I'll put that motion, Dave. Everything is carried. Would we like to have a break?
Mr. Mayor, just one final thing. The opportunity now exists for those members of the public to come forward and express their concerns for or reasons for why council should not come to consider those items.
Got none? Would we like a break for 10 minutes to have a cover?
We're going to draw the...
Let's do that afterwards.
Like a break? Yeah. In favour? Councillor Cable, Councillor Lewis, have a break. Suspend. Who voted out? Can you write us back in, please? Councillor Brady. Councillor Dolan. Item 35.1, organised development monthly report.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. We now require, we've returned from our break. And now we require a resolution of council going to close council in accordance with those recommendations on page 9 of the business paper.
Mover. Councillor Lewis, Councillor Doolan. I'll put the motion, those in favour. Councillor Capel, you've carried.
Unanimous, Mr. Mayor. So we're recording. Mr. Mayor, just returning from closed council, I'm just going to report on the resolutions that were made in closed council. In relation to item 35.1, the Organisational Development Monthly Report for the month of November 2019, resolution of council on the moved by councillors Doolan and Hill that the Organisational Development Monthly Report for the month of November be noted for information. In relation to item number 35.2, Coonabarra Brand and Dunedoo STP upgrades concept design tenders. The resolution from motion by councillors Hill and Doolan is that council 1 notes this report of Coonabarra Brand and Dunedoo STP upgrades concept and design tenders. 2 accepts the tender for the Dunedoo and Coonabarra Brand STP upgrades for concept designs from Hunter H2O at a total contract value of $287,890.90, including GST. In relation to 35.3, proposed Southern Phone Company Limited sale to AGL. The resolution of council on the motion from councillors Shinton and Hill was that council 1 note the advice from the Southern Phone Limited Company on the offer of AGL Limited. 2, support the actions of the Southern Phone Limited Board to receive the offer from AGL and acknowledge the constitution change that would allow this to occur. 3, support the sale of Southern Phone Limited to AGL on terms and conditions as recommended. And 4, authorise the Mayor and General Manager to sign the share sale agreement under the Council seal, the limited power of attorney, the share transfer form, the lost share certificate declaration, and the proxy form for the extraordinary general meeting to give approval to amend the constitution of the company if passed at the annual general meeting. Item number 35.4, Coonabarra Grand Airport bitumen reseal tenders. The council resolution on the motion from Councillor Shinton and Doolan was that council accept the tender from BMR Quarries Proprietary Limited for the design and construction of bitumen reseal at Coonabarra Grand Airport in the amount of $330,114 inclusive of GST. And finally, item number 35.5, the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Information Report. The resolution of council on the motion of councillors Hill and Capel was that council endorse the actions as outlined in the report in relation to the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community project. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'll officially close.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. Business of great urgency.
What's that?
Business of great urgency.
Oh, business of great urgency.
There's been a call out by the Government of New South Wales for support in the north for the fires. Sharp, are we considering any?
We're doing a ring around now, contacting staff, seeing if they're interested. Should have responses tomorrow.
We'll take it against the tower.
Mr. Mayor, you councillors will recall at the earlier in the meeting in relation to the Coonabarra Brand Town Beautification Committee that councillors wanted a ballot for the draw of 6 places to be on that committee. Council finds that ballot to be now held.
Have a motion for it, that one. Call a motion, Councillor Brady, Councillor Doolan. What else we got there?
It's Tuesday.
We're next scrutineers.
All right, Mr. Mayor, I'll just read the forms to go into the ballot. Sam Bragg, Georgia Hunt, Sandra Spackman, Aileen Bell, Christine Evans, Rhonda Jewis, Trish Watson, Judy Clancy, Pamela Stein, Margaret Bunnell, Kay Fredericks, Terence Tai, Mary Milson, and Merv Starr. Is that fine?
That'll be fine, yes.
All right, who would you like to draw from the hat?
Did you say can I make a suggestion, Stein as please? Well?
Stein was saying.
Can I make a Mr. Mead? Make a suggestion that we the first six out of the elected, but keep enduring and prioritise the other ones so that if somebody alternates, take it, you don't have to go through it all again.
Yeah. Can you move that?
Good job, Ray.
You're going to move that, Councillor Lewis?
Yeah, I will move that.
A seconder, Councillor.
Yes.
Councillor Hill.
That sounds okay.
That'll be. Who's going to draw them?
Councillor Brady, perhaps, considering he was the chair of
the. Thanks, Roger. Everyone watch this because I'm not going to chat.
I'll put up your slides.
Sandra Spackman is the first person. Pamela Stein. Aileen Bell. Christine Evans. Judy Clancy. And Trish Watson.
Well done.
Right, so the alternates then would be?
Mary Nilsson. Kay Fredericks. Georgia Hunt. Terence Tye. Margaret Bunnell. And Merv Starr. And Sam Bragg.
I'd like to declare the meeting closed now, please. And remember, next week, next month's meeting is a week earlier.
Thank you.